This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
You lived on the Cape for a little bit, right?
Cape Cod, Mass.
And you, even somebody as finicky as you, who has a palate of a 12-year-old.
That is correct, sir.
Can suck down some raw bar.
You know what? I was shocked that when I was out there, it just kind of wears you down and you just get into it.
So then, have you heard the thing that oysters are an aphrodisiac? According to a new article, that's
what?
Complete and total myth, trapped you.
No. Whatever.
I believe it for years. Yeah. I've always believed it.
In fact, that's been around since the 1800s, that myth.
I wonder if sometimes it's not that, like, raw bar was so expensive that you kind of got in the mood because you were doing that thing, or maybe it's the danger of thinking you could die from eating uncooked something.
That's the aphrodisiac of those, because there's nothing in the actual food itself.
So this article just came out about five things that men say are total myths about relations.
Oh.
And five things that women think are total myths
about
relations.
I think we'd all agree that one's a myth then.
Oysters are an aphrodisiac is one of the things that men said is not actually true.
Okay. Because that they used to import, like, back in Colorado with the miners and stuff.
Yeah.
They thought that was true. And these towns are made up of nothing but men. There was no women. So they would import oysters. That
just
was
to
the
try
thing.
To get women
yes,
to have relations with
yes.
the men so they would.
That's been a myth this entire time.
Here's another myth from men. Good relations has to last a long time.
Oh, meaning, like 5 minutes, that could be good for us, and that's good relations?
Men think it has to last a long time, and it doesn't. Apparently
oh,
it doesn't.
No, like, oh, I see what you're saying.
It can
like
be a quickie is just as good, yes.
Yeah, that long
that's
session.
That's a relations myth.
You're right. You can just.
Next myth from men, good relations has to be spontaneous.
Mm.
I've lived that myth. Until I had kids, I lived that myth.
Wait, so you're saying if it's not spontaneous, it's bad relations?
I always felt like it had to be.
We weren't putting forth as much effort if it was spontaneous?
No, I felt like it had to be spontaneous. I never liked it when it was like, hey, I'll be home at 6. Can you be home at like 6:15? Let's like knock one out or whatever. And it's like, until you have kids, you just always assume it's going to be that thing where you come back from the restaurant and like you drop your keys on the dress, like, and you're just like, oh, it had to be that for it to be good.
I see what you're saying.
But it can be just as good going, all right, if we get home right now, the kids aren't back home.
We have 2.5 minutes.
We have, yes.
The clock.
Yes, it can be just as good.
Okay.
So that was a man myth. Relations has to be spontaneous. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oysters is coming in at number 3 of man myths for things. Here's another one, man myth about relations. Big hands or big feet means you have big junk.
No, that's biological. I think that one still holds true,
doesn't
it?
Well, first off.
That's anatomy. That's
I just want to throw this
science.
Out there.
Yeah.
My hands are way bigger than yours.
No, uh-uh.
Way bigger than
not
yours.
Way.
Way.
They're not bigger at all.
Oh my God.
None
like, when we walk down the road and leave footprints, they look and go, Steve was walking with a Yeti.
Wait, no.
Yeah.
You were carrying me in the
yes.
footprints.
When
of
there's
the
only one set of footprints in the sand.
And they're your 12, size yeah. 12 footprints.
I do kind of believe a big nose means you have big junk.
That women believe that more than men. That's not
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Something about it. Something about just
how does
appendages growing longer. I don't know. I kind of believe that one. The few people I've known who've had a
schnozzes.
Big nose.
How do you know that
their
they had
women been? Have told me that they're. I'm just.
Wait a second. Their women come rushing to you and want to discuss.
You know me. I'm the type of person who asks weird questions. Like, I'm curious.
How big is?
I noticed your man's got a huge schnoz over there.
Does that mean he's got a...
Just wondering what's under the hood on that guy there. Not that I want to... It's a.
That's not.
They say it's a myth, though. Hands and feet mean nothing.
Well, who are small men?
I'm
are
just
saying
a size
that?
10.
Oh, small size men are saying.
No, I'm. I, you know what? I think there's probably basketball players with like a size 16 shoe. Probably aren't all that.
Okay.
It, nothing going on there.
All right.
And it's like, oh, that's a drag. Look how big those shoes are. finally, for men, we're going to get to the women myths in a second. Men think about relations every 7 seconds.
Every seven. No, not.
I literally just read a stat today. I don't have it in front of me. But do you know what men think about more often than relations, according to this survey?
More relations than relations?
Sports.
Oh, okay.
Men actually think about sports more than relations.
Relations.
That's most men. I don't. There's only a couple sports I care about. So
wait, every 7 seconds, we're thinking about sports and not relations.
We're thinking about sports at least more often than we think about relations. I don't know if it's on the 7 second rule.
Real quick, we were taught that if in relations to make it longer, you're supposed to think about sports. And that for a guy, that
see, and again, we go back to myth number five. Relations has to last a long time to be good. It doesn't. But I definitely, I didn't think about it. It was like.
So what's your go-to mental fodder to make
things
last?
Social security number backwards.
Okay. What? By the way, how does that
social
go?
Social security number backwards.
Is it you were taught this trick or is this
no,
you made
it's just,
up?
No, it's distracting. Because you can, if I say your social security number, you can go blah, 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 blah. You know your social security number, right? We all do the 3 digits, 2 digits, 4 digits. We can just rattle it off, especially if you went to college. Because in most colleges, that was your student ID number.
Which was
brilliant
so
choice, guys. Here I am at the cafeteria. Hey, what's your ID number? You know, the number that's going to destroy my credit for all time that I have to say out loud to you. That one. That was for real. That was our number.
Dude, our license numbers in the state of North Dakota was our
Shut
social
up!
Security.
Your driver's
was.
License?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so stupid. Yeah, so no. So that we can all go da 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 da.
But you go try
taking it backwards. It's just like doing the alphabet backwards. You're like Z, Y, X, and then you've, you know. But if you're trying too hard, it's...
Okay. And we do that internally. Don't be saying the word
right.
letter numbers out.
Eight! What? Nothing! Four! What? Nothing! One! Somebody whose social security number ends in 148 is nervous as hell right now. Like, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! It's not you. All right, so those are the men myths. Let's get to the women ones.
Okay,
these are
go.
The relations myths according to women. Number one, all women have a G-spot and know how to find it.
They don't know how to find their own.
Maybe not all women necessarily have one, or they've never found it. And like some, I was obsessed for a time with it. And then like, if there's a woman where you're just like trying to get there, and it's like, hey, any chance you could stop, just do something else? Because I feel a little bit like I'm at the doctor.
They were making you go look.
No,
they,
I went looking for it on my own.
They would bring it to me. I never had that.
No, wow, I mean because it's a thing, and you're like if you're trying to yeah. Not all women
have that.
Have it. Or have
admit
it.
Admit to having
it? Yes. Or have it work in the way. Family maybe. Show. Yeah.
I think maybe it was on you that you didn't know.
No,
how
no,
to
I
work
know
it.
Exactly. I yeah.
Okay.
You bring come over here. Number two, women myths about relations. Size matters.
Oh, they're saying it does not
it
matter.
Doesn't. Yeah,
as long as you know
I
how
think,
to
I think, yeah.
Or they're being nice.
It's the
on
size
that.
Of the boat, motion of the ocean, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think they're being nice on that one.
I believe so. Talking to the nice man in the mall who's performing this survey. No, you're fine, Mr. Tiny Hands. This I do believe is a myth that's been perpetuated for years. Men like relations more than women.
No,
they've
women
made
are better.
It for years. Yeah. They've made us think it's something they're doing for us, and it's
and
like
that's brilliant. But we know you, yeah,
yeah. Women stop having alone time when they're in a relationship.
No, they have more of it.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Most men don't think their women are having alone time, and here's a newsflash.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, big time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not necessarily always like a reflection on what you
No, it
are,
has nothing to know.
No, not always, but yeah.
But I'm saying, when you're like, your remote control doesn't work, and you're like, where are the batteries? I'll tell you where your batteries okay. went. You're like, there were batteries in this yesterday. 4 fresh AA batteries. Where could they be? Batteries just don't disappear. They didn't. They didn't disappear. I just want you to know. Finally, good relations has to end in a Women don't believe that. They don't need the O every time.
Okay, I thought that
was... Okay!
No, but I seriously...
Women, it's a myth. They're like, we're good with it. We can do the thing, and then...
Because that's my goal, is...
Yeah, I'm sure it is, Steve.
And I achieve it every time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Still, they don't need it.
But still, every time you reach for a remote, no batteries.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime, on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.